somebody under the sound of my voice this morning. You are in the wrong fight. What is that wrong fight? The battle you think you are fighting is to defeat Satan. Is to defeat the demons. It's behind whatever problem that is in your life. That battle is not a scriptural battle. That is the battle devil wants believers to engage in, to waste their time. Because devil knows that when you are fighting to defeat him, it's a waste of time. When you are fighting to defeat Satan, demons, it's a waste of time. Many believers are in that battle right now, as we speak, all over the world. They think they have to defeat Satan. They think they have to defeat the demon. No, it's a wrong fight. We are not called to fight Satan. What is this call, our calling? To fight the good fight of... We are in a battle of words. Our calling is not to fight Satan. Me and you, we are no match for him, if not for Christ. Devil can waste your time from now to forever. If you are in a wrong fight, you will never win. The fight, our calling, is to enforce the victory given to us. We are not fighting to defeat Satan. Jesus has already defeated him. We are not fighting to conquer Satan. Jesus already conquered. That is why his blood was shed. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. First John chapter 3 verse 8. That's why he came. To dissolve, to destroy, to lose every work Satan has done. Somebody now says, what of the oppression am I experiencing in my life? What do I do with this? Am I supposed to go about with this oppression? No! What you have to do is to enforce the victory, is to enforce the triumph, is to enforce that which Jesus has done over 2,000 years ago, all for you and for me. I'm not fighting Satan. No, Jesus is the one that fought it for me. I'm not striving to conquer Satan. No, Jesus has already conquered it for me. What am I to fight? I'm to enforce his defeat. There is a difference between fighting to defeat somebody and fighting to enforce his defeat. That's where many of us are listening. Somehow some believers think in their mind they have to fight Satan to finish. No! We are not called to fight Satan to finish. Jesus already, 1 John, in the book of John chapter 19 verse 30, Jesus said what? John 19:30. Jesus said what? This is what? You know the meaning of that? I've given you 100% victory over marine spirit, ancestral spirit, territorial spirit. Somebody says, what do I do when marine spirit now tries to rear its ugly head? I will stand on that finished work of Jesus. I said, no. Jesus said, it is, you cannot have your way here. There is no space for you here. Jesus already defeated you for me. Jesus has conquered you for me. So you must remain conquered. Praise the Lord, somebody. Don't get into a wrong fight, you will never win. Get into a right fight. Praise the Lord, somebody. Jesus has conquered death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. Death is swallowed up in victory. So, if spirit of death comes knocking at your door, what do? You confront him that it is written that death is swallowed up in victory. Devil knows that. It's only believers that most of them don't. When devil comes with sickness, what do? You tell him, no, you can't bring this sickness here. Why? Jesus took it on my behalf, carried it away on my behalf. So I'm strong, I am well. Devil knows that. If you know that, devil will stay away from your territory. Praise the Lord, somebody. Don't fight to get well. No. Fight to enforce your health. Fight to enforce your healing. Fight to enforce that which grace shall have done for you. Do you know there are many people that are well that think they are sick? I'm telling you, many people are well. Look at Emmanuel here. Emmanuel was well. He was well. But his sister, and he probably too, thought that something is still amiss. The only saving grace is that devil did not tamper with that equipment they used to test it. That's the only saving grace which devil can do. The only saving grace that equipment they used to test him, devil did not tamper with it. No. We are not the sick trying to get well. Who are we? We are the ones that are healthy, that Satan is challenging our healing. So what do? We have to forbid him from stealing what belongs to us. Listen to me. You are not the captive looking for deliverance. No! It's a wrong thing you are looking for. We are the ones that are delivered. Do you understand? The devil is challenging his freedom. So what do? I stand on the finished work of Jesus. I'm free. Somebody say, I'm free. I'm healthy. Somebody say, I'm well. Don't let them give you luggage that is not your own. You are not, me and you, we are not poor people struggling to be rich. No! Everyone that has Jesus is rich. Somebody say, I'm rich. You know why you think you are poor? You are judging your prosperity by your bank account. That's too poor. If your bank account cannot contain your money, praise the Lord. That's as wealthy as you are. Because you are joined here with Jesus, you are looking at one tiny bank in UPA or Access Bank. Or the one Access Bank cannot contain your money because the head is the Lord and the fullness is there. You better believe what I'm telling you. Otherwise, you will be struggling. You will just be struggling. You will be struggling. You will think you are poor. There are many people that are rich that think they are poor. Look at that man. In the magic, in the acres of diamonds. That man was rich. He was rich. But he sold his acres, looking for another land where he's going to get diamonds. When he was about to commit suicide, they found diamonds inside the land he sold. And never found the land. There are many believers that are rich, ended up dying poor. There are many believers that are healthy. In a process of looking for healing, they got into sickness. Someone said, I'm healthy. Someone said, I'm well. When you understand what I'm sharing with you now, I'm telling you, that is what is going to far away from your territory. You can never judge whether you are healthy or not by feeling. Some of you think you are healthy because you don't have any symptoms. Symptoms are mere threat. Symptoms are, that is a lie that devil uses to sell his luggage to people, to sell his product to people. So what do you do? When symptoms comes, what you will tell symptoms is that, no, I'm not going to accept this from you. Why? Because Jesus took it. That you have symptoms does not mean you are sick. Symptoms is not equal to sickness. Are you listening to me? Symptoms is not equal to sickness. Symptoms of bondage is not equal to bondage. Praise the Lord, somebody. That you don't have money in your bank account does not mean you are poor, you are rich. Who is a poor person? A poor person is the man that does not have the gospel. A poor person is the one that does not have Christ in his life. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm rich. You know why this is important? Your mind controls your life. Your mind does what? The moment you believe the lie of Satan that you are poor, you start behaving poor. You don't have to have money in your bank account before you buy a car. Who told you that God is going to give you a car from your job? Somebody can go, God can command somebody now, go to Coscharis, buy a brand new BMW and go and give the key to somebody. I know somebody that was a tenant. From a tenant, he became a landlord in Victoria Garden City. Who told you? It's your mindset that is running you into problem. It's the way you are thinking. Your mind controls, drives your life. If you think you have to fight the devil to defeat him, to get out of his bondage, you are in the wrong fight. It's a different ballgame. I'm a free person. The devil is challenging his freedom. So what am I going to do? Say, come out for road to Ade carry your Holy Ghost. I don't get miracle. I go jam on you go pray. Devil knows that. Devil knows that. When you come to that stand, when a witch lifts up their finger, the finger will wither. That's the good fight. You think our great fathers were hearing their name, they don't have feeling. You think they don't, some of them, they don't have the symptoms. Are they not human beings? But the difference is that they don't accept it. Somebody said, I will not accept devil's luggage. If they said in medical science, they said they see something. I told you here, when we wanted to give birth to one of our children here, we went to the hospital. They said the baby's head is, they said the baby is sitting down. So when my wife came, I said, this is what they said. They said the baby, I said, okay, how did the baby sit? He said, by now, the baby's head should be upside down. I said, okay, from today, if we want to read this report, let us turn the thing upside down. So we turn this upside down. We said, okay, baby, your head is, and that's the baby that is, that's the person of the other. Listen to me. If you don't understand the rule of the game, is it the battle? Is the battle of mind. Where is the battle? Once you lose it in your mind, you lose it in the natural. What is not your problem? Don't let them put it in your hand. Believe in you. There are many people that are healthy from the top of their head to the bottom of it. They still think they are sick. They are still thinking, I'm telling you. They have an impression that something is wrong. And nothing is wrong. And the moment they enter one hospital and devil tampers with that medical equipment, they will accept it. That's how devil sells his luggage. That's how he sells his product. If you stand your ground, somebody says, I'm standing my ground. I'm well. I'm whole. I'm free. For some, when you stand your ground like this, you should not look at it, the symptoms is getting stronger. It's a lie. Somebody say what? It's a lie. That's why the Bible says we don't walk by see. Praise the Lord. For me. The same thing, the same principle goes for riches. It goes for prosperity. You are rich. There is a way you will think riches. You will not be controlled by your account. You'll be driven by your mindset of riches. I'm a rich man. Why? I have Christ in my life. The owner of the universe, the owner of resources of heaven and earth lives inside of me. How can I be poor? And it's my elder brother. We are joined here together. Praise the Lord, somebody. I'm worth what Christ is worth. Praise the Lord, somebody. I'm rich. Therefore, I'm behaving prosperity. I'm dressing prosperity. Listen to me. Anytime there is no work in your pocket, go and wear your finest dress. Go and wear your finest dress. Praise the Lord, somebody. And go and arouse Satan. Go from your house. Go to Tasty Chicken and buy 200 extra water of bottle of water bottle to arouse him. One day, I believe it was an attack. You know what I did? I was not to drive anywhere that day. But because of that, I said, people that have this kind of problem, they don't go anywhere. I said, I'm going to an eatery. So I drove from my house and I went to an eatery. I said, somebody that has a problem like this will not go anywhere. The first place he wants to go is the hospital. Praise the Lord, somebody. It was a lie. It was what? Somebody say, I'm strong. Somebody say, I'm well. Somebody say, I'm rich. Somebody say, I'm healthy. Listen to me. You will celebrate your 100 years on the earth. If the Lord Jesus Christ tarries, you will say, today I'm 100 years old in Jesus' name. Don't let devil program you for timely death. Praise the Lord, somebody. Most of the things we are afraid of, you know, it is not death that kills people, it is the fear of death that kills people. Most of the things we are afraid of, they are not real. Praise the Lord, somebody. So because devil just does, he plays with something in your dream and all of that, now you are calling your children. I have this one here, I have that one there. We don't know what will happen. No, something, no evil will befall you. Praise the Lord. No evil will do what? Don't plan to die. Someone said, I'm not planning to die. Why people die before their time is that they plan to die before their time. I'm telling you, it is not death that kills people, it is the fear of death that kills people. Praise the Lord. Someone said, I'm rich. Then stop behaving, stop looking like a poor person. Stop looking like a what? That is why, when I'm giving, I don't give according to what I have. I give according to my expectation. I give what? According to my expectation. So most often than not, it's transfer I do. It's as I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit. There are times I'm doing it. Satan is saying, why are you wasting resources? No, I'm not wasting resources. I'm investing in my resources. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are not the captives struggling to be free. No, we are the one that have been set free. That Satan is trying to put in bondage. So what do we do? we will reject it. Do you know that you have a will that God cannot dominate? When they preach Christ to you, do you know you can reject Christ? Do you know that? Every Christian, every man has a will that God does not dominate. So Satan cannot dominate your will either. If God cannot force you to accept Christ, do you think it's Satan that can force you to accept sickness? Satan needs your permission to afflict you. Satan needs what? He needs your permission. Most of the time, people give him permission. How do we give Satan permission? By being careless with our mind. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 says, control your mind. Guard up the loins of your mind. Be self-controlled with your mind. 1 Peter 1:13. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27 says, neither give Satan a place. It is in your mind. You either open the door for Satan or you shut the door against him. Ephesians 4:27. Then God give Satan a place. If Satan, so anytime changes happens, anytime you are confronted with anything, do you know what you should do? Ask, what does the Bible say? What does the Word of God say concerning this problem? What does the Word of God say concerning? What did the Bible say concerning this? Anytime something shows up, ask yourself, what did the Bible say concerning this? How will you look at what the Bible says? You go and read it. You can even Google it. It will bring out scriptures on it for you. Praise the Lord, somebody. If you go to YouTube and you want to leave messages on it, it will bring out messages on it. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yeah? Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say concerning this? Praise the Lord. Olorun to be Olorun ba ba Aye u ba mo o ko se ibi Aye u ba mo o ko yeso o ti ti se Olorun to something shows up, reach out for your Bible. What did the Bible say concerning this? And begin to put the Word of God in your heart in that faith. And begin to renew your mind with what God says concerning that situation. Praise the Lord, somebody. And begin to act on what the Word of God says concerning that situation. Because the Word of God tells us what to do to change our circumstances. The Word of God is the manual of life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, we bless your name this morning. We appreciate you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for speaking to us already. Thank you for taking over this meeting. Thank you for making us master of the adversary. Thank you for renewing our mind with your word. Thank you for glorifying Jesus. Blessed be your holy name this morning. We appreciate you. We honor you. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Let's open our Bible to the book of Daniel. This is the main message of this morning. That one that we first of all shared is It's just for somebody under the sound of my voice. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel was prophesying here concerning life after death. Daniel chapter 12. And many of those, Daniel chapter 12 verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake up, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Verse 3. He now went further to say, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever. And I'll be speaking this morning on the subject of the month, the theme of the month. The theme of the month is making a difference by the power of Holy Spirit. The subject of the month, we have been looking at how to become a difference maker. So this morning, I want to zero on passion for making a difference. Passion. Passion for making a difference. Passion. Passion for making a difference. When we are talking of being a difference maker, we are talking of living our lives to fulfill the agenda of God. We are talking of living our lives according to the grand purpose of God for our lives. God created every man and woman. But the main purpose of one of the main purposes of our calling as believers is to be committed toward evangelism. That's the calling. John chapter 15 verse 16 said, I have called you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bear fruit, and your fruit may remain. So, our assignment as believers is to live our lives on a daily basis for the primary purpose of depopulating hell and populating heaven. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. Luke chapter 15. Is joy in one soul that gives his life to Jesus. Luke 15 verse 7. Luke chapter 15 verse 7. Luke chapter 15 verse 7. So our calling, our primary assignment, is to be a part of any project that will make heaven to rejoice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know why we need to be committed to this assignment? Look at the prophecy of Daniel. This is in the Old Testament. Daniel was saying, the end of life is not actually the end of life. Daniel is saying by this passage that at death, people are not going to leave home. They are rather going home. Daniel chapter 12. He said, those who sleep, when some of them will wake up, they will wake up some to shame. Everlasting contempt. What is that shame? Everlasting contempt. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 2, that is hellfire. But he says, son, when you are committed to the assignment of the population, making heaven to rejoice, he said, that is a worthy investment. That is investment that will stand the test of time. Let me ask you, there is no investment you get involved on the head that can be compared to investment of life after death. Most of properties in Surulere now that have faced me, I faced you. Though they started selling most of them. Most of those properties. If you go to Jeshasai there, they started selling most of them. Udwerosai, they started selling most of them. Because the owners are thinking that if these properties cannot fetch me more than maybe 1 million in a year, I kukuma sell it, then go to another place. Why? You know, but in those days, about 30 years ago, anybody that can build that kind of property is a big man. He was a big man. He was a rich man. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yes. See, there is no investment on earth that will not fade away with time. The only investment that we count at the end of the day is investment of what will become of us after this life. Bible is full of passages reminding us that we are strangers in this world. First Chronicles. This is why everyone is committed to the assignment. Assignment of taking people to eternity. Because life does not end in this life. There is life after death. 1 Corinthians, 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles 29. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 15. First Chronicles 29 verse 15. It says, for we are aliens. We are pilgrims before you. As were all our fathers, our days on earth as a what? Shadow without hope. He just bound Lirioni gbagbo o ijo ma orun mere o ni gbagbo o mara rinu sokun aye ki ma ku sona bi efin mi de le o ile le ogo. That's what simply saying. Making it to eternity is the reward of every Christian. That there is nothing we can hold in this world that can take us to eternity. Look at Solomon. Solomon married 1,000. He has 700 wives and 300 concubines. At the end of his journey on earth, what did he say? It's vanity upon vanity. The temple of Solomon, in those days, in Jerusalem, was reputed to be one of those best buildings in those days. Go to Jerusalem now. If you fly to Jerusalem, Israel, today, so you want to see the temple of Solomon. As a matter of fact, I think they said they have people converted the place to a mosque. Ijo ba orun lere oni gbagbo o ki mara rinu sokun aye ki ba ku sona bi efe mi de le o ile oko. Can you imagine? That was Solomon. Has not been converted to the place now, as at after 6,000 or some thousands of years ago, there is nothing to resemble any temple of Solomon. That was the temple they were dedicating, that the glory of God filled the temple, that the ministers could not continue to do what? To minister. There is nothing that is worth investing on heart than souls. Let your primary investment on earth be to take people to eternity. Everything in this world will come to an end one day. I remember in those days, how many of you remember this bench? They called it Shagari bench. That angel, you remember? Shagari bench. That long bench. Long one. Let me ask you, in the world of motor vehicles, where is that place now? Does he have any place now? Everything you see will come to an end one day. The most important investment is for me and you to be invested. Where are we going to spend eternity? That is why we must be concerned. That's why we must be passionate. That's why we must have compassion for people that have not known Christ. Ah! That Shagari bed. Very long. People that used to drive that bench in those, I remember when I was in Unilag, We held a meeting, and Chibola Ike, the former governor of Oyo State, came for our meeting. He drove to that meeting with that bear. All of us were looking at him as a god. I remember in those days when Archbishop Benzi Dausa was going on this road, on this Enikan road. That time he was in a Sienna. We are looking at that Sienna that time. As I don't know how to describe it, like diamond, like gold. This Sienna I'm driving now was more beautiful than the one that Archbishop was driving that time. And this, if you see the new Sienna now, this one is just like a church. You know what this is telling me and you? Don't let anything take the place of eternity in your life. Don't let your parents, don't let your children, don't let your husband, don't let your wife. Because when this message was coming to me, I reflected. The way our parents are. The way our parents labored over us. My father did everything. I remember in one of those days when I needed to pay, when I was in the University of Studying Law, I needed to pay some money that time. I think it was maybe 5,000. My father didn't have that money. He went to collect money. They call it, is this money you collect and you pay like a double? Me as his investment. But do you know that my father is rich now? Yeah, he was old before he died. Do you know my mother too is late? They were all old. They didn't die prematurely. At least my mother should die in his late 80s when he died. But you know the point I'm making? Look at it. That time, my father was collecting that 5,000 naira money to invest in this of his children. He would have thought that maybe I'm going to be his son forever. He's going to be a father to me forever. I'm going to be a son to him forever. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Everything in life is for a while. That's what I'm saying. Half houses. Half cars. No. They are not important. They are not as valuable as investing in taking people to eternity. That's the message. Eternity. Eternal life. We are pilgrims in this world. That is why those people that have not accepted Christ, we have to find out. When they leave this world, where are they going? Where are they going? Because man is an undying soul. If he doesn't go to hell, according to Daniel, he will go to where? Eternity. That is why we have to take this assignment serious. We are strangers in this world. So of all the goals we have set, as we are about to enter new year, as this year is drawing to an end, it's good, all those goals are good. Buy a car in a year. The goal of building a house. The goal of investment in landed properties. But do you know that with time, those goals, when they are accomplished, they will fade away with time. The one that will not fade away is to have goals. This one we are working on, to present Jesus with a gift. Gift of souls. Lord, I want to win 6 souls before now and December. I want to win 12 souls. I want to win 24. That is what we matter now and in eternity. That is what will matter the most. Where are we? So, we need to, every day, every week, we should be taking stock of our lives. How have I invested in expanding the kingdom of God? How have I lived my life to make heaven happy? What have I done today to make heaven happy? As this year is drawing to an end, from January to November, is there anybody's way to heaven now? Because of me. Because of my investment in his life. Is anybody on his way to heaven now? Because of my activities. That is the most valuable investment. If you become president of your nation. In Nigeria. Yes. You spend how many years? 8 years. After 8 years, you cannot come and rule us again. Everything in this world has an expiry date. But there is something that will not expire. That is eternity. We are people who spend eternity. Where am I going to spend eternity? We are those people who are going to spend eternity. Praise the Lord. That is the most important investment that we must be committed to every day. We are about to enter year 2024. Where is God in your calendar? Where is God in your program? Where is the enlargement, expansion of God's kingdom in your project? How many souls are you looking? Have you even started thinking about it? If you have not, the time is now. You know the beauty of this. What God does for people that live their life like this. John chapter 12. See the reward of people that are living their life for expansion of God's kingdom. John chapter 12 verse 26. John 12:26. He says, if anyone serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, he said, there my servant we also. If anyone serves me, him my father we honor. When you live your life to populate heaven, God says he will honor you. He will honor you on this earth. look at the story. I want to close with the story of a donkey that Jesus rode to Jerusalem. Triumphant entry. Do you know that as Jesus was marching on red carpet, that also was riding on red carpet? You know why? Because it is his back that Jesus was riding on. If you allow Jesus to ride on your back, he said, he will, as they are honoring him, they will honor you too. He said, wherever he is, he said, there you yourself will be. It is never the heritage of donkey. Animals don't ride on red carpet. Animal's name don't enter the book of record. This particular donkey, his name entered the book of record, which is the Bible. Why? Because he allowed Jesus to use him. He allowed Jesus. I told the workers this morning, if you don't allow God to use you, you become useless. Anybody that don't allow God to use them, they become useless. But if you allow God to use you, you become useful. Let's rise on our feet. So, your primary assignment every day is to be a part of populating heaven and populating hell. I want you to pray. Lord, give me a body. Body for the lost souls. I don't want to live unto myself any longer. Break the yoke of selfishness in my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Lord, give me a heart of compassion for the lost souls. Give me a heart of compassion for the lost souls. Lord, from today, look at the way you are praying. You are not praying. Give me a heart of compassion for the lost souls. Take away selfishness from me. Help me to be kingdom-minded. Lord, help me to be kingdom-minded. Help me. From today, Jehovah, help me to be kingdom-minded. Take away every selfishness from me. Open your mouth and pray that God will, that Lord, help me. I will not miss eternity. Help me to make it to eternity. Devil will not harvest my soul. Lord, help me to make it to heaven. Help me to make it to heaven. Help me to make it to eternity. Devil will not harvest my soul. In the name of Jesus.